Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to what we're sure will be our greatest year at writing.
Hello, and welcome to Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to 2014. My name is Jeff Walensky, and I'm the founder of 2B Enterprises, and I am dedicated to helping people escape the 9-to-5, follow their passion, and love their work. I'm the founder and creator of Broadway Bodies, the fun way to work out to your favorite show tunes, the founder of Javelin Business Coaching, and the founder of 2B Studios on 14th Street in Manhattan. Welcome. Every other week, join us for a conversation with those who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortunes in the process. We are broadcasting live from New York City. Yes, that concrete jungle where dreams are made of. It is great to be back after a little hiatus in December. Very excited about 2014 and lining up all amazing guest entrepreneurs that we are going to have on our show, Fun to Fortune. This is a broadcast of the Life Coach Radio Network. Big shout out to Russ Terry, who has created this and has created an amazing platform for many coaches of all different sort of backgrounds to share their voice, share their work, and introduce you to the many different aspects of coaching that are out there. Before we get into 2014, and I suggest you do this, we often jump right into a new year and right off the last year. So both personally and professionally, it's really great, and I do this exercise all the time, not all the time, once a year. Just look it back at the last year, see what you've accomplished, see what you've gotten done, see what you what sort of fell through the cracks, and it is a great time to just take a look at that. So before we do that, and before we get into today's show, and today's show, just to let you know, is going to be a year for you to make things happen. So we are going to basically go over the idea before you plan your business. You need a life plan. And if we have time today, we will delve into the 5 important things you need to remember before starting a business. So take a look at with me some of our guests that we've had on the show. And the reason I'm doing this is for some of you new listeners out there. You may want to listen to the archives. We've had so many great, amazing guest entrepreneurs in many different fields and backgrounds, some who have a full-time job and started a business on the side, some who have left a full-time job to start a business, and some who are multipreneurs who run and wear very different hats. We started this show in May 2013, so just over 6 months ago, and we have had some incredible guests, of which I'm going to remind you now. Bern Harrison kicked off in the early stages. He runs a company called Stage Buzz. It's your source for off-Broadway reviews. Bern works full-time, created Stage Buzz on the side, and impressively, Bern has a great source of income from advertisers on his blog. Also great inroads to off-Broadway theater, as well as an chance to express his opinions about the shows. So creating really a community outside of his main work and really following a love for theater that he has. The next guy we had was David Kiefer. David is the owner of a dance school called Dance Connection in New Jersey. He is a dancer by trade, trained in ballet and other things, and he bought this school and resurrected it, and is doing amazing work with the kids for this. One of his biggest events of the year is the Nutcracker, which they just finished a great run in 2013. So that's David Kiefer of Dance Connection. we moved into a different sort of line of work. Francis, who created a company based on who he is, he started a company called Greek and Handy. And he is Greek and he is handy. And it started off as handyman kind of work, moved into design kind of work, and now he's working on sort of a combination of bigger projects. Again, Francis came from a theater background, but was very handy and always was helping with the stage and working on the stage, and sort of moved into that as an experiment and found that he loved this kind of work. Then we moved into speaking with Anthony Cerrone. He and his partner started Lilac Chocolates. Actually, they didn't start Lilac Chocolates. It's about a 100-year-old business. They bought Lilac Chocolates. And Anthony, for probably the last 5 years, has been looking for a reason, an excuse to get out of his corporate job, and identified this company in his neighborhood and went after it. It wasn't necessarily on the market. It was a while of negotiations and meeting with the owners, but he successfully purchased it and now is a chocolatier and has been doing all kinds of really amazing things in that business, including coming up with a really great logo called Stubbornly Old-Fashioned. There's a story in the New York Times about that. Really great. We then moved on to Matt Caronente. Matt created a company around a passion, which is dogs and animals, and he is a dog trainer, and he created a company around how he feels about dog training called Let's Play Dog. Dogs learn better that way. So that dogs learn through play as opposed to discipline. He's based out of Hoboken, New Jersey, and is off to start a second enterprise in London. Then we moved to Francine Rabinowitch. Francine, again, came from a corporate background, started a company by the seat of her pants, no pun intended. It's called Denim Therapy, and it's a way to save your favorite pair of jeans. And Francine started with no business plan. She went with her intuition. She thought that she had jeans she wanted to save, her favorite jeans, a strong desire for recycling and not throwing things out. And she created this company called Denim Therapy. Really brilliant, unique, niche idea. Then we spoke with Erin Stutland in August. Erin Stutland is the creator of Strength Session. She's an entrepreneur. She works with many women entrepreneurs on mind, body, and soul. She has a workout program. She has a coaching program. And she is a brilliant creator with a dance and acting background. Check out her show as well. These you can all find on Blog Talk Radio under the Fun to Fortune episodes. And each one in the title will tell you who is featured that day. End of August, we featured Frozen Treats, and we spoke to Fanny Gerson. Fanny created a company called La New Yorkina. They make the most delicious popsicles, and by now they've expanded into other food items. She brought the flavor of her native country. She's from Mexico, and fused that with culinary skills. And she talks of the importance of bringing your culture and your passion together, and also how she survived a major obstacle when Hurricane Sandy hit last year and destroyed her production place. So that's La New Yorkina. And then we spoke to Sophia Britton. She created Victory Garden, a froyo place in New York City, but not just froyo. It's made from goat's milk, has all kinds of benefits. And from that, she's created a cafe with amazingly healthy, beautiful products right here on Carmine Street. We then moved to owners of coffee shops. and we interviewed some local coffee owners, Caroline Bell, the owner of Cafe Grumpy in New York City and Brooklyn, starting off with one store. She talks of how she expanded. She talks about the value of understanding real estate and real estate deals. And we also spoke to Jonathan Rubenstein, the owner of Joe's Coffee, who has also expanded in New York and Philadelphia and continues. And these are some mom and pops who compete against Starbucks. So hear how they did that, or they do that, their strategy. And Jonathan, how important his staff was. What's great about all these entrepreneurs is they're really authentic in telling you where they stumbled, things they've learned, and things that you can avoid as you build your business. In October, there's a startup frequently asked questions. So if you're not sure what it takes to be an entrepreneur, you may want to listen to the startup FAQs. We then moved into November, Find Your Voice, Find Your Step. We interviewed Kevin Dozier and Rory Potruck. Rory returns to the stage after 30 years of a hiatus, actually maybe 20 years hiatus from singing. After a corporate career, he found his voice again and is now back on the cabaret scene. So it's never too late. Kevin Dozier is an executive at a corporation here in New York. He happens to have an incredible voice and incredible skill. So he is on his second or third album, can't even remember, brilliant marketing strategy, performs all over New York City, and is building an incredible fan base while he works full-time. So great story is there. And then Find Your Voice, Find Your Step, we interviewed some brilliant entrepreneurs, Deidre Goodwin and Kim Stern, and they just released something called the Broadway Warm-Up. They've been working on it for a couple of years. It's a really interesting approach to a solution for actors and singers and dancers who need a warm-up that warms both their voice and their step. They created a DVD around this, and they are out marketing and selling it now. Quite impressive from Deidre, a Broadway singer and dancer, and Kim, also Broadway singer and dancer and vocal coach. And then Kim Smith. We interviewed, and Kim Smith is from Australia, has a really unique voice and genre that he sings in. And Kim is what I would call a multipreneur. He's on his second or third album now. And many of these that I just mentioned, these Kickstarter campaigns to fund their ventures, and that is a great way to sort of start up a business. So, holidays, sorry. In mid-December, we interviewed Charles Brandstuhl. Charles owns a company in New York City in the East Village called Exit 9 Gift Emporium. It's one of those shops that make you smile. You go in, all kinds of really unique gifts. There's never... you can never not find a gift there. So when you're looking for a gift for someone that's unique, that's clever, that will make them smile, Exit 9 is your answer. And Charles talked about basically how a seasonal business and the season can determine your whole year. So really interesting interview with Charles. So please check out some of these episodes for anyone out there who is thinking about starting a business or has an idea of retail or coffee or dance or any of the different businesses that I mentioned. These guys will give you different amazing insights into what worked for them, what obstacles they came across, what didn't work, and what you may want to avoid. Also, how to find them. One of the things that many of the entrepreneurs over 2013 stressed is collaboration, getting help, asking questions, finding a mentor, finding a coach, using resources beyond yourself. We all start off with reading books and maybe going to seminars and being in that research mode where we're doing a lot of listening. The next step is to sort of put your idea out there and talk to people, create a focus group, friends and family that support your ideas, that are not idea bashers. Hire a coach. I'm always available for one-off questions or certainly full-on sessions. You can reach me at www.javelin.com. That's J-A-V-E-L-I-N ILEN.com. So please delve into those archives and listen to some of our guests and the valuable words and wisdom they have to tell you. Okay, let's take a break for those who are just tuning in. This is the Funds of Fortune Entrepreneur Success Startup Show. We are on the Life Coach Radio Network, and I am Jeff Valinsky. You can find out more about me at www.jeffvalinsky.com. I host this show every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or a comment about wanting or being an entrepreneur and you are listening to the live version, feel free to call me. The number to call in is 646-716-9397. If you feel like tweeting, you can tweet at us at Coach Host Radio. And please do find us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. That will show you all the different shows on the Life Coach Radio Network. In fact, there's a show coming on after us called Having the Courage to Do What It Takes to Be Happy. That's today at 1 p.m., January 14th. Three powerful women coaches, both who work with mothers and stepmoms and women entrepreneurs, will be sharing with you having the courage to do what it takes to be happy. Oh, let's take a breath. I'm going to have a sip of water here, and then we will jump in to today. How is 2014 treating you? In my world, things got really busy really fast, and already it's only January 14th, and I'm feeling behind, overwhelmed, and a million things to do that aren't getting done. So that's the time to take a breath and sort of put it in perspective. As one of my mentors once said to me when I worked in real estate, honey, there's no such thing as a real estate emergency. So looking at your business, looking at your wants, realize there's no such thing as whatever field you're in, emergency. And then it allows you to take a breath. Things will get done as you prioritize, as you plan, as you divide them into small chunks and take some great care in taking care of yourself. So life is about balance. So how do you get inspiration? That is such an important part of building a business or starting a business or getting started in anything, is finding inspiration. I don't have a guest today, which is sort of like, for me, unfortunate, because I haven't lined up all the guests for the year yet and haven't heard back from many invitations. But I'm typically inspired by the people who I meet who are doing amazingly cool things and creating really cool business. They're having fun at their work. They're creating wealth and abundance for themselves, creating jobs for others, community. And when they share their business, their inspiration, their roadblocks and obstacles, that is certainly inspiration for me, because we always pick up something. We know we're all in the same boat, and there's always sort of some great things to latch on to that you can apply to your business, which is why I love to interview people in all different business lines, whether it's online, offline, or retail, or wholesale, or service business, product business, because we all have something to learn from the different businesses and then apply them to our businesses. One of the things I've been starting to pay a lot of attention to is megatrends, but trends for 2014. Just what are people, you know, what is continuing to be the case in people's lives that you can sort of bring into your business? So you can Google trends 2014 in whatever business line, whether you're fashion or technology or just mega trends. But one of the big things is moving to mobile. If you don't have a mobile app yet or some sort of mobile version of your site, it is time to get on that. Another thing is distractions. So marketing and advertising and getting in front of people is going to continue to be more challenging. So creative ways to do that as people are more distracted with multiple devices, pulling at them, and all those things. So how do you stay in front of them with your marketing and your advertising, and how do you be creative in that? So look for what some of the other companies are doing that that get your attention, and how are they doing it? I think some of the best advertising and marketing way things do it is samples. If you ever watch Chef Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares, in almost all of his episodes, when he goes in to resurrect the restaurant, he gets the restaurant owner or the manager out on the street with the product. So showing your product, giving people samples of your product, being excited about your product on the ground is one of the best and most effective ways of marketing. Remember, people hire you and use you because they trust you and they like what you're doing. And sometimes we forget why people hire us. So one of my inspirations is the Master of Living quote, which you may have heard me say before, but I'll say it again for our new listeners. Many people take claim to this quote, but let's just say it's from an ancient Chinese proverb. The master in the art of living makes little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his mind and his body, his information and his recreation. He hardly knows which is which. He simply pursues his vision of excellence at whatever he does, leaving others to decide whether he is working or playing. To him, he's always doing both. I think one of the greatest achievements and one of the things I always aspire to is that my work feels like play. So I used to work at a desk in a bank, and it was clear when I was at work, and it was clear when I was playing. These days, as a multipreneur and owner of different companies, there's no distinction. In fact, I feel like I'm always working, but to me, that's playing. So think about that. Before we go on to our content today, a word from our sponsor. If you have ever wanted to host or have your own radio show, then go to Amazon and download a copy of this book. The book is called, Is This Thing On? How to Host Your Own Internet Radio Show. It's a short book, and it's only $3.97. Or How to Start Your Own Successful Online Radio Show, with radio host Anthony Calcera. He'll teach you all the important things you need to know to become a well-known name in the radio industry. Anthony is one of my business clients. He has a full-time job and also hosts the show Two Fags and a Hag, which is a comedy show and hysterical with all kinds of great featured guests. You never know what is going to come of that. Check that out on the Life Coach or on the Blog Talk Radio at Two Fags and a Hag, and check out his book, How to Host Your Own Internet Radio Show, on Amazon. So please get out your notebooks, get out your tablets, open your computer. You may want to take some notes. I get my information and resources from a variety of workshops I've gone to, books I've read, online resources, and if you ever need a list of resources for starting your own business or maintaining your business or ideas, one of my favorite books is called Marketing Outrageously, and I love that book because it's outrageous, and it just is good to plant seeds in how you're marketing and how to avoid playing safe. Great book to grab. So today, it's a little bit about business planning. Some of you, many of you, listen to our shows, listen to our entrepreneurs, but yet you're still on the fence, yet you haven't taken action, yet you haven't started your business. Well, make 2014 the time to do it. Let's set that intention that if you have a business idea, that this year is the year to do it. If you're already in business, then maybe this year is the year to reinvent, or to step back from your business out of the day-to-day, take a big bird's-eye view of what's working, what's not working, and how you need to adapt so that you can survive and thrive in an ever-changing market. So the first step is to create a life plan. We plan your life first and then plan your business. The most successful and happiest people that I know are entrepreneurs who have created a business that's in perfect synchronicity with what they want out of life. It honors their values, it honors what they're about, it honors what they're passionate about. And if you do what you love, you will work harder, work better, and you'll be a lot happier. Too many entrepreneurs start things that are good ideas, and they're not invested in it. So you really need to love, love, love the idea, and it has to be part of your life. What goes into a life plan? Well, first, you have to rate your life to see where you are. Think carefully and honestly about where you are now in your life. Consider some of the areas of your life, like relationships, your significant other, romance, friends and family, money, career, personal growth, health, whatever else is important in your life, and then jot down some bullet points in each of these categories. First, rank each of these categories on a scale of 1 through 100, with 100 being the best possible. So 100 is I'm most satisfied with this category in my life, 0 being it couldn't get any worse. Write this down. Again, if you need an outline, feel free to email me at jvilensky, V-I-L-E-N-S-K-Y, at gmail.com, and I will send you the information. Then, what are the realities of your life, including what responsibilities do you have? What funds do you have available to start a business? What expenses do you have? I recently met with someone who was really, really excited to start a business and maxed out on her credit card debt. So now she is in debt. The business didn't work out the way she wanted. And I am a firm believer that credit cards are a great way to fund your business, but you really do have to be careful to not get into major credit card debt if it doesn't work out. So there's ways around that. There's plans you can make. Then list in your life plan the things that make you happy. Continue your list with things that make you unhappy. So far we have quality rating of your life, have realities of your life, things that make you happy, the things that make you unhappy. Bullet points. This is a snapshot of your ideal life in a very brief. Remember, the sky's the limit here. Don't be afraid of being bold and factor in all the things that you like. Not necessarily, so add in family time, hobbies, charity work, early retirement, anything that gets you really, really excited, travel, things like that. Okay, let's move into the things that you really like doing. So sometimes people have problems coming up with this. So we'll throw some things out there. What are the things you like to do at work? What are the things you like to do at home? Is there any charity work that you like to do? List these things out. Don't be afraid of repeating, and you may see some themes. That means that you have some focused ideas if you see some themes reoccurring. So that's your loves. What do you really like doing? The next component is what you do well. So begin to think about your skills and your capabilities. What is it that you do well? Any abilities, experience, strengths that you can build on? Your skills may not all be from your professional life. Skills may be from personal life skills, may things you're just naturally good at. It may be a combination. It may be the way that you appear when you're in front of people, whether you're working, playing, with family. In fact, an assessment that I recommend all my clients use, and we work from this. It's called the VIA Character Strengths Assessment, Values in Action. One of the sites that you can take this assessment at is the University of Pennsylvania's Positive Psychology, and this will give you a little sample of some of those top five strengths that you have by answering a series of questions. Again, I can send you that link if you don't have it, but it's the VIA Character Strengths, and it is a free test. So start with what you do well. Then, so far we have what you like doing, your loves, what you do well, your skills and capabilities. Next is what you have experience doing, so your track record. Start to list in bullet point form accomplishments in your professional and personal life. Those of which you are most proud. And in light of starting a business, pay particular attention to successes you've had that would be helpful in starting a business and managing it. So what are the skills that you have? Because one of the things that we've learned from entrepreneurs and that people have had on the show and being one is that you wear many hats. And some things you enjoy, and some things you're good at, and some things you don't enjoy, and some things you're not good at. So really understanding your skills and capabilities and who you're going to need on your team and the kind of people on your team is really important. So start to list those, your skills and capabilities, what you do well. Your track record, what you have experience doing. Then move into your ideal work style. Whether full-time, part-time, at home, on their own, traveling, on stage, backstage, lots of people with you, solo. Really, what's your style? What do you enjoy doing? A friend of mine who I did a little coaching with loves being by himself, and he loves sort of like a, I don't know, monotonous is not the right word, but like we came up with one of the ideal jobs for him would be to be an archaeology digger, so someone who goes to sites and spends hours and hours of time chipping away slowly, slowly, slowly at the earth, and then chipping away at the earth encrusted in some artifact with such precision and such sort of focus and concentration. And, wow, that's not me, but, you know, if that's you. So you really need to know your work style. What do you love to do? Maybe, you know, and that kind of stuff comes up with knowing that you could sort of get lost in something and do the same thing over and over and over for hours on end or something like that. So think about what is your work style, what is the best kind of, what works for you, and then how does that relate to the best kind of business for you to take on. Also, note in your personality, are you someone who's into low-pressure activities, high-pressure activities, lots of buzz and movement, you know, things happening fast, decisions have to be made, or do you like to take your time? So do you want a big, bustling business with, you know, high volume, or do you want something slower and more evenly paced? You know, more combinations, so think about that as well. Okay, so far, in case you missed it, we have your ideal life, your loves, what you really like doing, your skills and capabilities, what you do well, your track record, what you have experience doing, your ideal work style. So maybe some thoughts have come up so far for you, or maybe you're just writing down the information so you can go back and do this. This is going to take you a little while. Again, we're planning our life here before we plan our business. In fact, this is a good time to take a little break and hear about some other shows coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network. So we have Get a Job with Kathleen Brady later today. We have Having the Courage to Do What It Takes to Be Happy. These three primarily women coaches, stepmom coach, and Lakia Allen, who is working mother coach, and Kim Rovita, who works with women entrepreneurs. They will all be speaking today at 1. You can catch the archives at blogtalkradio.com/lifecoach. Life Coach Chat Channel. That's a new one for me. Life Coach Chat Channel. If you are just tuning in, this is the Life Coach Radio Network, and you are on the line today or listening to the archive of Funds to Fortune Entrepreneur Success Series with Coach Jeff. I would be Coach Jeff, and you can find out more about me at www.javelin.com. That's javelin.com. I host this show on the Life Coach Radio Network every other Tuesday at noon. If you have a question or comment about wanting to be an entrepreneur and you are live, feel free to call in at 646-716-9397. And my switchboard will light up, and I will take your call. So far today, we've reviewed some of the people and guest entrepreneurs we've had on this show since our launch in May. It's a very impressive list, not in the names you recognize, but in their authenticity, in sharing their business and sharing their business idea and sharing how they got off the ground and sharing what works for them and sharing what inspires them and sharing the obstacles and challenges that have come their way with lots of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs. So please check those archives out, and each title in the Fund to Fortune Success Series is labeled with either the type of business they're in or the name of the entrepreneur. I encourage you to listen to them. Today, we're focusing on those who may be on the fence, may be listening to our show, and haven't yet pulled the trigger. And where do they go now? And guys of a new year, new beginnings, new you, new business, the best thing to do is to plan your life before you plan your business and incorporate those. You may have heard people talking about business plans. You need a business plan, you need a business plan, you need a business plan. And while I do feel business plans are important to sort of be the architect, the plans, the design, they are just that. They are a plan for the specs. But before that, you need to plan your life. You need to look at you, and you need to find your passions and what works for you. So we went down a few things in your life plan that you need to put down. Your current status, your ideal life, your loves, what you like doing, your skills and capabilities, what you do well, your track record, what you have experience doing, your ideal work style. And now the next thing, which a lot of people have a lot of trouble with, and sometimes they evolve and change, and it's your manifesto. It's your personal mission statement. It's a really tough thing to do. What is your personal mission statement? What are your values? What drives you forward? And how do you put this into a half page, one page max? Everything you've put together in step 1 through 6. And then bring it into a clear statement of your principles and priorities. I have a few manifestos that I'll read, and I got these from a site that I use as a resource for great stuff in startups. And one example they talk about is work as freedom. This company thinks work is about pursuing dreams, not for the benefit of some nameless, faceless company, but for ourselves. They believe that owning their own business leads to liberties and freedoms that the forefathers of this country envisioned. They're free to choose the kind of business they conduct. They choose to choose the way they spend their time, free to choose the people they want to work with, and free to set their own priorities. They believe that work and building a business is freedom. They also believe that work is fulfillment, that work gives their people a sense of satisfaction, that when they wake up in the morning, they cannot wait to get on the phone, to get online, and get the team in gear, that the work they do is truly work they love, and that there's nothing that turns them on more than a challenge and transforming it into an opportunity. There's nothing more thrilling to them than seeing a customer happy and using their product. And there's nothing more gratifying to them than helping someone else turn a dream into a business. Fulfillment comes for them as much as the process of trying to achieve their goal as it does from actually achieving. So there's an example of a manifesto, a personal mission statement, a business mission statement. Taking in all your values, all the things you like, all the things you're skilled at, what you want for your business, what you want for your employees, and putting them into a statement. It's a really important thing to do. In fact, it's one of the things we skip over or we create in the beginning and don't evolve as it changes. And so as I say it, I'm almost thinking, gosh, that's something that I need to revisit in my own business models. So take that into consideration. Okay, where are we now? So once we have our plan, it's important now to develop it into, from a plan, from an assessment, into action. So you know where you want to go, you know the skills you have, you know what type of work suits you best. Keeping your life plan in plain view is a wonderful idea, either a written document, or you can take that and create into a vision board if you're a more visual person. So creating a vision board is around your life plan is great, using cutouts or images or words. And hang this in plain view. It's important to revisit this, and it's a fluid and dynamic thing. It changes as you do and as your business changes. So the next step is to turn it into an action step. So once you have created this plan, what kind of businesses sort of pop out for you, or what businesses or ideas that you've had sort of fit within your life plan, your life values? This will help you move forward on a certain business. I recommend the next step then is to do some research in the business area that you're considering and then begin to create an action plan. There's a bunch of different ways to create an action plan and using goal setting strategies, and I'm going to just provide one simply for you right now, is to set a date for your launch. So by whatever date, pick a date and mark it in your calendar. By April 3rd, 2014, XYZ business will launch. Make it very clearly simple. Then I'd like you to go backwards in your calendar or first lay it out on a sheet. It's called the Merlin Principle. And I would like you to start noting dates of what needs to be done by when. So if you're going to launch in April, then what has to be done by March 1st? What needs to be in order? For example, by the end of middle of March, your PR needs to be set. Your graphics, your logos, your websites, your marketing documents, all that needs to be done. Go back another month. Who needs to be hired or brought on board? What businesses do you need to start targeting or people you need to start targeting to talk about your business, to pre-market your business? Go backwards another month. What services, or if you need inventory, needs to be ordered, or product, or pricing. So you want to keep basically going backward. So if I'm starting on a certain date, what needs to be done the week before? What needs to be done 2 weeks before? What needs to be done the month before? What needs to be done 2 months before? What needs to be done 3 months before? And break it into very small chunks. And this will provide you sort of a guide and a list of things that need to get done. And so you could start to chip away. So begin to do that. The next most important step, you know, is once you start in motion, you're going to be discovering things, but you need support. So you need to either be working with a partner, you need a mentor, you need a coach, you need a support system, maybe a focus group, maybe a board of advisors that you create, but you need support to share and collaborate, brainstorm, and maybe you need all those resources, but pick some and start getting on top of it. The other thing you need is accountability. So a coach acts as an accountability buddy, keeping you on track, keeping you doing what you're saying you're going to do. Other people can act as accountability buddies. So you may have a business colleague, so you set dates, you're accountable to them, you don't want to disappoint them, you don't want to disappoint yourself, and these are things that you need to build in. Accountability is one of the number one reasons people hire coaches, is to keep them on track and keep them doing what they say they are going to do. So we often get sidetracked, distracted, we often procrastinate. Your accountability buddy will be there to help you stay on track, get you back on track, remind you of why you're doing this when things get tough. And to make it even a little more richer, build in rewards and build in penalties. So something that you would like to avoid in your life. So if you don't do what you say you're going to do, you suffer a little bit. And or reward-based. Some people are reward-based and some people work on, you know, timing and procrastination and things like that. So set what works for you. So those are the main components. Let's review. Before you plan your business, plan your life. Plan your life and then plan your business. Today, we started down the road of creating a life plan, jotting down bullet points. Your life plan, all those components of your life plan go into a manifesto of the work you want to create. Some of the elements of your life plan, remember, is what your ideal life look like. What do you really like doing? What are your loves? What do you do well? What are your skills and capabilities? What do you have experience doing? What's your track record? What's your work style? All that builds into your personal life mission, builds into your business mission, and then using this plan to catapult off into creating a business that works for you. Then as you sort of create a business or business ideas that align with your life plan, you then create action steps by deciding, this is when I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it happen in 2014. This is the date I'm going to launch. This is the date I'm going to soft launch. And you start to build your calendar back into small chunks and small tasks in anticipation of the launch. You then build in a support system of a board of advisors, mentors, coach, mastermind groups, whatever works for you. Some people prefer one-on-one, some people prefer groups, some people prefer using their friends and family and trusted advisors. Make sure that the people you work with are your cheerleaders and not people who want to sort of bash all your ideas, but they're also pragmatic and practical and smart and logical, and they don't have an axe to grind. This fourth part is accountability. Using that support team or using others, build in accountability, build in rewards, and build in penalties for doing what you say you will do or not doing what you say. That is how you get started. So make 2014 the year in which you will launch your business. Do your due diligence, do your homework, do your life plan, reach out to support. Again, you can always reach me at www.jeffvalinsky.com. or www.javelin.com. That's J-A-V as in Victor, I-L-E-N.com. So welcome to 2014. Welcome to a new business, a new you, a new beginning. In 2014, remember that we are here every other week, and in 2 weeks we will begin our second year of guest entrepreneurs, bringing on people who have created fun businesses, and together with them, we will inform you, we will educate you, we will inspire you, and we will blaze a trail for others through sharing what we do as entrepreneurs and how the entrepreneurs did it and what help and resources they have found to assist you on your fun to fortune path. So thanks again for listening today. This is Jeff Valinsky on the Life Coach Radio Network. We look forward to you being on our call in 2 weeks or listening to the archives. Archives, again, could be found at Blog Talk Radio, Life Coach Radio Network. And the name of this show is the Fun to Fortune Entrepreneur Startup Success Series. Wishing you all the best in your venture and your creation and your life plan. Feel free to send me any life plans and any drafts by emailing me at jvilensky@gmail.com. I love to hear from my callers. I love fan mail, which I get often, and I love hearing what you are creating. If you are a business owner and have created a fun business which you are passionate about and you have fortunes to share with our audience, feel free also to email me and request to be on this show. We would love to have you at some point in 2014. So make it a great day, and thank you for tuning in today.